In the Babylonian Talmud, there's a long discourse on the Kiddushin. And this is how a woman is acquired. I'm quoting from the Talmud. A woman is acquired in three ways and acquires her freedom in two. She is acquired by money or deed or intercourse. She acquires her freedom by divorce or by the death of her betrothed. In other words, Kiddushin would be the Jewish equivalent for an engagement. I repeat, and one way of becoming engaged is through intercourse. Number four, the mezuzah. On entering a Jewish home, the first thing to be seen is a sign beside the door called a mezuzah. It means a doorpost and usually hangs in a slanting position. Some homes have mezuzah fastened at the door of every room. And, as you know, on one side of the mezuzah is the single word Shaddai, Almighty. On the other side is this quotation from the Old Testament. Listen, Israel, Yahweh, our God, is the one Yahweh. You shall love Yahweh, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These words I urge on you today be written in your heart. Shall repeat them to your children and say them over them or at your rising. Shall fasten them on your hand as a sign and on your forehead as a circlet. Shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It is the sign. Shall love Yahweh, your Lord, with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. Who remembers what imperative Jesus added to the mezuzah? Shall love the Lord your God with all your... Who remembers? Somebody say mind? He said mind. Molto bene. Yes, all your mind. In other words, as Christians, of course we are to love God with our whole soul, our